The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Let's go to Charlotte. Is it Raina? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Hey, Joy, it's Rama from Charlotte.
Oh, Rama. Okay, so M, Rama. How are you, Rama?
Yeah, I'm fine. Hey, you know, Dems and the media, they're like so tight, and they will get away with calling the witnesses. They're always crying wolves, and, you know, I don't think it's fair. Republicans should stand firm and get the shifty shift on the have him up there and listen to him.
So you think we need to have Adam Schiff up there testifying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What about the whistleblower?
Yes.
Yes.
And the Bidens. Why are they above the law? You know,
yeah.
They've been harassing Trump before he even got elected. And this is not fair at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even when Kobe Bryant's death and they're wishing that helicopter had Trump in it. They're so mean-spirited liberals.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, really is crazy.
That's all I wanted to say.
So Rama, yeah. do you think they will have the witnesses? Do you think that'll happen?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I think they will.
Interesting.
And I also want you to send me the link for your radio station.
Okay. To download the mobile app?
Yes.
All right, just text. What kind of phone you have, iPhone or an Android?
I'm old school. I have iPhone 5.
iPhone? Okay. Well, just text iPhone, just the word iPhone.
Okay.
To our line, 877-235-9405. If you just text iPhone, I'll send you a link, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Okay, Rama. Appreciate your phone call. Have a wonderful Monday. Don is in Greenville. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Good, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Great.
All right. Let me ask you a question, Don. Did you watch the proceedings over the weekend on Saturday?
I saw a replay of part of Sekulow's beginning, which is very good. But other than that, no.
You had other things you had to do, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to catch up on my sleep and get ready for something, a dance I went to Saturday night.
Yep.
Stuff like that. You know?
So do you think that schedule was by design so that people would not be paying attention?
I was thinking earlier, and then somebody said, well, the Republicans were in charge of the schedule, but it was up to the Republicans. They could have said no on 3 days instead of two, so maybe Mitch McConnell had something up his sleeve we hadn't heard about. Other than that, it's a tactical blunder, but I don't know. It's not a big deal because I think those who wanted to watch it are going to watch it.
Yeah.
You got YouTube and so many other ways to watch the highlights, which is what I kind of depend on. Because, I'd say 3 hours would be enough for both sides, at least certainly the Democrats, because it was the same 3 hours over and over and over again. But I think they're wanting to call. They might want to call witnesses because they're hoping something comes up, like the blue dress and the Clinton thing, which didn't hurt him in the long run anyway. But I think it's a bad mistake because, like the senator was saying, the minute you guys vote for witnesses, I'm going to call the Bidens and the whistleblower and Schiff, and I think that would be a nightmare. Of course, it would lengthen the trial by months or weeks at least.
Oh, I'll bet months easily, because if they start calling witnesses, I guarantee you some of those witnesses will file suit to try to keep from appearing. It'll take weeks for that to work its way through the courts. This could prolong the whole actions by months easily.
Well, at least the executive privilege claim would take a long time.
Yes, exactly.
Which would surely happen. I mean, it should. I support that. But it's going to drag out long enough whether they do that or not. I think it should be over. But you got people like Romney who kind of regret voting for him now, but it's a lesser of two evils.
Yep. Well, you're right.
If I look back, I mean, I didn't think Romney was evil at the time, but now I just kind of wish they hadn't elected him to Senate. You know?
Yeah, Romney's very independent for sure. Appreciate your comments, Don. Have a wonderful Monday.